From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Just 6 weeks before voters go to the polls, the two major U.S. party presidential nominees clashed late Monday in a televised debate at New York's Hofstra University. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton sparred over the economy, race relations, and foreign policy. Trump, the Republican nominee, blamed Clinton for the rise of the Islamic State.
This is something that never should have happened. Now, you're talking about taking out ISIS, but you were there and you were Secretary of State when it was a little infant. Now it's in over 30 countries. And you're going to stop them? I don't think so.
The former Secretary of State defended the Obama administration's Iranian nuclear deal.
So I spent a year and a half putting together a coalition that included Russia and China to impose the toughest sanctions on Iran. And we did drive them to the negotiating table.
Clinton said Trump's economic proposals won't work. Trump accused Clinton of having little to show in 30 years of public service. The election is November 8th. Polls show a close race. Gabonese President Ali Bongo is scheduled to be inaugurated for another seven-year term in office Tuesday, 3 days after his controversial and narrowly won election was validated by the country's highest court, despite a challenge from opposition candidate Jean Ping. Martha, an unemployed mother, said economic conditions in the oil-rich nation remain poor. International observers criticized the August 27 ballot as lacking transparency. Taiwan braced for another blow from a typhoon Tuesday, this time one named Meggie. It's the third major storm to hit the island nation in 2 weeks. Thousands have been evacuated, schools and offices are closed, hundreds of flights disrupted. The typhoon packs winds of 160 kilometers per hour with even higher gusts. This is VOA News. The